He is the God who saves me. LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 143. This is where we're reading through the Bible in a year. A lot of people start out with that goal, but hey, life gets busy, right? Well, that's why this podcast exists. My goal is to help you actually accomplish that goal, and I'm thrilled that you're with me today. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. How's your week going? If you'd like to get in touch with me, my email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. Our reading today is Psalms 60 through 62. If you'd like to know what Bible translation I'm using today, that info is at bible.lifespringmedia.com, episode 143. Hey, have you heard about it? Friday will be the 16th anniversary of LifeSpring Media, and it would be really great if you'd send me an email to tell me how you found the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, what you like about the show, or whatever you'd like to say. Or you can record something about it. And I'd like to share some of these on the show Friday. That'll be episode 145. Tomorrow is the deadline. Send them to steve@lifespringmedia.com. And LifeSpring Media is listener-supported. Have I mentioned that before? There are some special donation amounts to mark the 16th anniversary. There's a $16.16 donation, and with that donation, I'll thank you by name on Friday's show. And also, I'll send you a PDF version of my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. There's a 16161 palindrome donation. With that, I'll thank you by name on the show. I'll send you a PDF version of my book. And also, I'll send you all the MP3 files of me saying each and every name in the Bible. And if that's not enough, I will send you, free, a soft cover edition of my book. You'll also receive executive producer credit on Friday's show. And by the way, executive producer credit is normally only for donations of $300 and above. And to top it all off, there's a $616.16 palindrome donation. You'll receive everything that I said, except the soft cover edition of my book will be signed. I'll send you a signed copy of my book. And not only will you receive executive producer credit on Friday's show, but you'll receive executive producer credit on every episode of the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible from Friday's show all the way up to December 31st, 2020. And to be clear, executive producer credits are legitimate because executive producers are usually responsible for financing a particular project. These credits can be listed on IMDb, LinkedIn, and any place you would list your credits. You can put it in your resume and etc., your CV. And yes, I'll vouch for all executive producer credits. If somebody says, hey, did you really do this? Have them contact me. I'll vouch for you. So how do you make donations? Well, you go to lifespringmedia.com/support. Easy peasy. I'm really looking forward to Friday's show, and I hope you participate. Email, audio, donation, one or all of the above. Let's make this fun. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, as we open your word today, speak to each one of us, Lord. Open our hearts, open our ears to hear and our eyes to see what you have for us. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's begin reading. Psalms chapter 60. You, God, are angry with us. We are rejected and crushed. Make us strong again. You made the earth shake and split wide open. Now heal its wounds and stop its trembling. You brought hard times on your people, and you gave us wine that made us stagger. You gave a signal to those who worship you so they could escape from enemy arrows. Answer our prayers, God. Use your powerful arm and give us victory. Then the people you love will be safe. Our God, you solemnly promised, I would gladly divide up the city of Shechem and give away Succoth Valley piece by piece. The lands of Gilead and Manasseh are mine. Ephraim is my war helmet, and Judah is the symbol of my royal power. Moab is merely my wash basin. Edom belongs to me, and I shout in triumph over the Philistines. Our God, who will bring me to the fortress or lead me to Edom? Have you rejected us and deserted our enemies? Help us defeat our enemies. No one else can rescue us. You will give us victory and crush our enemies. Psalms chapter 61. Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. In despair and far from home, I call to you. Take me to a safe refuge, for you are my protector, my strong defense against my enemies. Let me live in your sanctuary all my life. Let me find safety under your wings. You have heard my promises, O God, and you have given me what belongs to those who honor you. Add many years to the king's life. Let him live on and on. May he rule forever in your presence, O God. Protect him with your constant love and faithfulness. So I will always sing praises to you as I offer you daily what I have promised. Psalms chapter 62. I find my rest in God alone. He is the one who saves me. He alone is my rock. He is the one who saves me. He is like a fort to me. I will always be secure. How long will you enemies attack me? Will all of you throw me down? I'm like a leaning wall. I'm like a fence that is about to fall. You only want to pull me down from my place of honor. You take delight in telling lies. You bless me with what you say, but in your hearts you call down curses on me. Selah. I will find my rest in God alone. He is the one who gives me hope. He alone is my rock. He is the one who saves me. He is like a fort to me. I will always be secure. I depend on God to save me and to honor me. He is my mighty rock. He is my place of safety. Trust in him at all times, you people. Tell him of all your troubles. God is our place of safety. Selah. Ordinary people are only a breath. Important people are not what they seem to be. If they were weighed on a scale, they wouldn't amount to anything. Together, they are only a breath. Don't trust in money you have taken from others. Don't be proud of things you have stolen. Even if your riches grow, don't put your trust in them. God, I have heard you say two things. One is that you, God, are strong. The other is that you, Lord, are loving. I'm sure that you will reward each person in keeping with what he has done. Let's talk about Psalm 62. To me, Psalm 62 actually reads like a song. In verses 1 and 2, David begins with declaring some truths. These verses establish the theme. David says, "It is surely true that I find my trust in God. He is the God who saves me. It is surely true that he is my rock. He is the God who saves me. He is like a fort to me. I will always be secure." So what's the theme? We can rely on God. In verses 3 and 4, he talks about his enemies. How long will you enemies attack me? Will all of you throw me down? I'm like a leaning wall. I'm like a fence about to fall. Surely my enemies only want to pull me down from the place of honor. They take delight in telling lies. They bless me with what they say, but in their hearts they ask for bad things to happen to me. So his enemies try to shake his confidence in God, but they are only liars. Verses 5 and 6 repeat verses 1 and 2. David says, "Yes, I must find my rest in God. He is the God who gives me hope. It is surely true that he is my rock and the God who saves me. He is like a fort to me, so I will always be secure." And then verse 7 is a sort of remix of verses 1 and 2. David says, "I depend on God to save me and honor me. He is my mighty rock and my place of safety." So though his enemies try to bring dishonor to him, God is his source of honor and safety. In verse 8, David shares the message with the people. He says, "Trust him at all times, you people. Tell him all your troubles. God is our place of safety." Beloved, when we find something wonderful, don't we want to share it? And that's what David is doing there. Verses 9 and 10 talk about what not to rely on. He says, "Surely ordinary people are only a breath. Important people are not what they seem to be. If they were weighed on a scale, they wouldn't amount to anything. Together, they are only a breath. Don't trust in money you have taken from others. Don't put false hope in things you have stolen. Even if your riches grow, don't put your trust in them." David's saying people and money are only temporary. And then verses 11 and 12, David states again what we can rely on. He says, "God, I've heard you say two things. One is that power belongs to you, God. The other is that your love, Lord, never ends. You will reward everyone in keeping with what they have done." That last sentence, you will reward everyone in keeping with what they have done. You know, there are rewards at the judgment. If a person has not accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, he or she will unfortunately for them be sentenced to hell. Romans 6:23 says, the wages of sin is death, or you could say the rewards of sin is death. That's the reward for rejecting the free gift of salvation. For those who have accepted Jesus, they will be rewarded with eternal life with God. And in heaven, we will receive rewards. There's a good article at gotquestions.org that discusses rewards in heaven. I'll put a link to that on the show notes page. So what do you think? I invite your comments. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Tomorrow we're going to read Job 41 and 42. I'm looking forward to that. Remember, Thursday, tomorrow, is the deadline for sending email, audio, and donations for the Friday anniversary show. Send your emails and audio to steve@lifespringmedia.com. You can make your donations at lifespringmedia.com/support. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for being here. Bye.